Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He loves us. He gives us great and wonderful, true and precious promises that we may go forward. Whenever we obey Him and do His perfect will, whatever He brings to us with trust, we're operating in perfect wisdom. Our insight, our knowledge, our wisdom, our abilities is only fractional. But His knowledge and wisdom, everything's perfectly evaluated. And the sanction that He gives us, the things He set us apart to do and perform, is tailor-made just for us to do. We're prepared. We're at least ready to begin the process. And sometimes we're ready to operate the process. And then there are things that, you know, as time go on, He'll show us more and more so we can complete the process. This is why following God is so important. This is why our trust in Him. We trust God. And we finish our trust with faith, which becomes obedience, which becomes spiritual wealth, not in just our lives, but in the lives of those we bless with His words, with His actions, the miracles we work, the sins we remit, the people we pray for. When you forgive people, in the sight of others, it helps. When you love people, when people are blatantly doing you wrong, it helps. When you show people that God really does love you, and they don't have to be foolish, it helps. Even the division of God helps. When people just will not follow Him, and will not go forward, and will be rebellious, then the Lord has to do things that He doesn't want to do. He has to protect His people. He has to protect the assignments of His people. Some people will seek to destroy what you're doing for God, and the Lord will help you subdue them. They won't be able to do what they intend. They'll come against you one way and flee seven ways. It's all about love. God loves His people. The same people that have a mind to do you wrong, God calls them to do necessary things and to or drive them out of your path. Or put them in a position where they can't do anything about it. This is what happened against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They stood when everybody else kneeled. They didn't worship the false idol. They made a stand. They were put in the fiery furnace. And Jesus walked in there with them. And Nebuchadnezzar saw Him. He said, "There are four men in the fire. Let them out." And then He made it against the law for anybody to speak against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they lived. A standard was set. And it was against the law to talk about the living and true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Or the houses would be killed and the houses would be made a dunghill. And nobody wanted that. God, as we trust and obey Him, His methods, have faith in what He's doing, we'll soon learn that our fractional insight is nowhere near His perfect knowledge is. And we learn to appreciate it, and more and more. Now, I'm always talking about following God, obeying God, trusting Him. And he asked me to teach the dynamics of how his word works, how you fill your heart with his word and it makes you stronger. But as you practice these things, you're on the road to learn many other greater things. You're not just going to learn what I'm teaching. You're going to learn things, the greater things of God. You're going to see yourself doing things in a new way. This is what people who work miracles have in common. They keep obeying God and things happen. And they have a new testimony. And then they have another new testimony. And it builds up. It gets greater. This, my friend, is your heritage. There's no need to miss out on God's best. Because he loves you. And what he did in the lives of Peter and Paul, he'll do in your life. For your benefit. He will help you grow. He will help you attain what is already yours. And he wants you to know him. He wants you to understand him. He wants you to see what he's doing in your life. And as you follow him, you're not going to regret it. Once you get past all the challenges, it's a lot of fun. Now, the road to doing these things, enjoy your relationship with the Lord. If you're a pastor and the waters are a little muddy, things are kind of frustrating. People are not doing what you expected. The ministry is not thriving at the rate you figured it would by now. Hang on, it's not over yet. Take your attention off the problems. Kenneth Hagin did this once. Among other pastors, they say, how goes the battle? But what he had done, he said things all right. But he wasn't looking at what was wrong. He was looking at the Lord. He knew the Lord would solve the problems. He couldn't solve the problems of man. And they thought he was in denial or just outright lying. But he continued following God, and it worked. Watch God. Enjoy your relationship with him. That's my suggestion. You can't make people love God. And sometimes people don't seem to be hungry. Sometimes you know they need to be at church and they lay out. And then they call you in the middle of the night with pride. I know all these things. My daddy was a pastor. But understand, you have to grow. As you grow in him, he'll give you the wisdom to outrun the problems of the people. He'll show you how to outrun their problems. They're going to have them because people are hard-headed sometimes. Sometimes their heart is not filled with the word of God. And they allow the things in their homes that cause problems. You know, I was listening to Henry Groove just yesterday, and on this broadcast, he was staying at somebody's house. He spent the night. And they opened the drawer. He noticed they had Harry Potter movies. And they had a conversation about it, and she said her husband loves Harry Potter. He said, let me ask you a question. He said, do you ever hear noises in the attic, like people walking around? She said, yeah, we do. It drives me nuts. And he explained to her that the woman who did this was basically a witch. I got to listen to it again to hear exactly what he said. But she allowed it in her home. And evil spirits love stuff like that. And people allow things in their home that shouldn't be. Things that Satan started. I love to watch movies, but a lot of the movies are written by Illuminati type people, satanic type people. Not all movies. Some, you just have to judge by the Holy Spirit and what you allow yourself to watch. You have to look at it for what it is. Now, I like a fail-safe. Fail-safes are good. One of my fail-safes is this. Everything that's not like God got to go. I started confessing that just in case I allow something or I was on the verge of allowing something that shouldn't be. Because if I need to release it, it's got to go. Because I have to minister to a lot. First of all, I want to live God's life. I don't need Satan's aggravation. I'm not going to pay for Satan's aggravation. I'm not going to buy something that's going to cause me a problem. I don't need problems. I need to follow God. I need the life of God. I'm not going to go purchase something that's going to cause me problems in the long run or the short run. While I'm looking at something that's bringing me down, I can be looking at something that builds me up. Now, that doesn't mean every movie has to be something church-related or something Bible-related. Some movies are made as parables. When I watch Star Wars, for instance, I see the scope of my warfare with Satan. Same thing with Lord of the Rings, but they, you know, the guy who wrote Lord of the Rings was a Christian. These are parable movies. These are my favorite movies, and I look for good movies such as that. Nothing that's debauchery. I don't like debauchery. I don't like worldly stuff. So you're kind of limited in what you're going to really watch. We need more people of God to write more godly movies and books. And I hate the fact that people just don't pick, they don't do that. Their mind is on this world too much. But when you follow God, you can write some things. You can write books and movies and plays that can be a tremendous blessing to people. And you don't always have to make it biblical. See, religion thinks in one dimension. But God knows how to reach people. He thinks he knows how to speak the language of the masses and bring them right on in, inspire them. There are movies that inspire people to do better. I was once listening to a motivational speaker, and he was talking to, you know, young people that's just getting started. And they didn't know what they wanted. He said, well, first of all, you got to get some money coming in. He said, go and start selling cars so you can get a financial base. And if you don't know what you like, read novels, read books. Give yourself some inspiration to see what you gravitate to. See, first of all, you know, the Word of God teaches you to be willing to love. It teaches you how to love people. But in this world, if you're going to operate here and live here and buy homes and cars and things you need and raise a family and do all the wonderful things that you must do, it's a whole lot better when you enjoy what you do. The younger you are, the more options you have. The older you are, once you get to a point where you got to have money coming in, now you're just going to have to go out and find a job. You may or may not like the job. But if you don't prepare yourself educationally wise and gain some skills, you're going to have to work a job that you can get. And something that you can at least tolerate. But God's perfection is to do something you love doing, something that that's not like work to you, something you can thrive in. My mother gave me that wisdom. I found something that I love to do, and I enjoy it. But sometimes the things that you enjoy doing may not pay what you need to make. You're just going to have to figure all that out, and the Holy Spirit will help you fill in the blanks. But just keep following God. Fill your heart with His Word. And ask Him to help guide you into something that He know you will love. Now, He'll introduce you to it. It's up to you to perfect it. It's up to you to go forward and learn about it. And this is how a gift works. God gives you a gift. One of the creative abilities He gave me, I can put things together in my mind, then make it. I was going to build houses. But I wanted something where I wanted a family more than I wanted a career building a house. Because when you build a house, you have to drive wherever the house is and work on it and finish it. And you get a whole lot of money. And you do it again. Now, when I did with that, I was gonna start building my own house. That way, I won't have a house note. I had a little plan going. I would have done. But when I got 16, I got a car, and I love fixing cars. And my sister worked at Carver High School across the town, and she asked the board if I could go with her to work. So I go to another high school where they taught auto mechanics, and they allowed me to do it. So I went to Carver High School, and I took up auto mechanics, and I love it. I like it more than I would carpentry work. And I can do that wherever I'm at. People can bring cars to me, and I can have a more stable family life. That was my intent. It helped motivate me to do this. So when I still love what I do, and I enjoy it. Now, mechanic work is not easy. It's not something you'll want to have to do if you don't like it. But it pays decent, and the more mechanics you have, you can make more money. If you have a shop, it takes more mechanics than just one person to really make money at this. But you can do well, and if you enjoy it, you don't have a problem. Because their cars are very difficult to fix sometimes. Anything that you do has its own difficulties. The good thing is God will be right there with you to help you, give you wisdom when you don't know what to do, give you insight. I love being guided by the Holy Spirit. And I love His wisdom and His ways. I love doing the things of God. Now, as we go forward in life, the Lord will teach you how to think outside the box, not in just one direction. People think according to what's presented instead of thinking. God will show you how to, just like, for instance, the novel writers and the movie writers. He can show you how to make movies that's very interesting. And it don't surprise me that the best movies are based on biblical situations. Whenever they make a movie that's encouraging for people, people like that better than the Harry Potter movies. And a lot of people still like those crazy movies, but the movies that do the best are those that have life in it. And we need people to write things with the life of God. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.